I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
P&E Pod.
Preston take the lead. Preston North End have won the cup.
Preston North End may have won it.
The official Preston North End podcast.
This is P&E Pod, the official podcast of the one and only Preston North End FC. My name's Niall.
And I'm Neil Mellor. We'll be talking to some first team players, some famous P&E fans, and also some former teammates of mine.
We'll be getting all of the stories from former Town End favourites, from dream debuts to Derby Day goals, what's really happened over the years in the dressing room at Deepdale, and some thoughts on exactly what it means to wear that famous white shirt.
What a save.
Another good save from Andy Lonergan to get that up and over the crossbar. Great save, Andy Lonergan. Absolutely brilliant.
P&E Pod, the official Preston North End podcast.
We've got a pretty good guest to kick things off, haven't we?
Former teammate of mine, yeah, absolutely. A character, a top player.
Local lad as well, born in Preston, played for P&E, supported them growing up. Remembers running up and down when it was Astro, so he's been around a while.
Yeah, he has been around a while and, you know, he played for the club for over 200 games, so he certainly experienced a great deal of that. And the North End fans had a good relationship with this lad.
Well, let's hear from him now. The first guest on P&E Pod is Andy Lonergan. Played for Preston, supported Preston growing up, and got to play with Neil Mellor as well. Every boy's dream, I reckon.
Yeah. when Mel's come, we were buzzing. Absolute legend. Well, yeah. Thanks for having me. I'm privileged to be here.
Supported Preston. What sort of games did you go and watch back in the day?
All of them.
When it was the Astro?
Yeah. All of them. I remember, I don't think I'm making this up, but I'm sure we had a game cancelled and it got replayed on like a Friday afternoon. It was an afternoon. It was a midweeker. It's about 2,000 people on the Astro, and I must have been about 3 or 4. And I remember going to that game and just running up where the Invincible stand is now. Stadium was nothing like it was now. Just running up and down the terrace, trying to see like anything I could. I couldn't see, or anything. I mean, do you know what I mean? But I went to nearly every game with Dad. My granddad took me. I remember sitting on the wooden benches at the other side, Tom Finney stand, when David Beckham scored a couple of goals for us.
You were there when Beck scored?
Yeah.
Not many can say that.
No, yeah. So I went to every game possible, really.
Is that the one that sticks out then, Beckham?
It does, because I think my grandma passed away quite shortly after that. And obviously, with it being David Beckham, if it was someone else, you probably won't remember it. But that was, yeah, that really stands out.
What about goalies? Did you watch any of the goalies?
All of them. I think once I started taking an interest in being a goalkeeper, I used to get there early and stand behind the goal and watch the warm-up and stuff like that. And, you know, I won't say heroes growing up, but whoever played for Preston, I thought was the best keeper ever.
Come on, name somebody.
Kellum O'Landon was there, became my coach when I went full-time when I was 16. Kel was there, he was assistant manager to David Moyes, but he sort of looked after me in the academy as well, took a keen interest in me. John Vaughan, Barry Richardson. Barry Richardson had a ponytail, I remember that, so he thought he was class. Teppy Moylan, big Finnish guy.
Yeah.
He had a ponytail as well. I think it was a flipping trend, wasn't it?
Have you ever had a ponytail?
I'd love to have a ponytail like David Singer.
You still got time.
And then obviously working with like David Lucas and Yeah, he was a top keeper as well.
Don't take this personally, but why did you end up as a goalkeeper and not a centre forward, a proper position?
Yeah, I know, yeah. when you're a kid, as a keeper, you're always involved. Do you know what I mean? Small games and that, you're always involved. Whereas as an outfield player, I felt like if no one passed you the ball, you couldn't do much, could you? I love the gloves and the kits and that, simple things.
Got to be brave and crazy, haven't you?
I used to dive around on concrete. So yeah, probably. That's probably why my joints are knackered now.
How old were you at this point then?
I think my mum was saying that I used to, when going on holiday, we were little, just dive around, like joining all the games, like 3 or 4, just messing around. But proper football, probably under 9s, probably in a proper game. Do you know what I mean?
And then your first academy team was Blackburn, I think.
No.
Was it not?
Everyone says this. No, see, never.
The truth being cleared up already.
Yeah, never.
Don't say Blackpool. Who was it then?
Blackburn, he said.
Yeah, no, but I'm saying don't say Blackpool then.
It was Preston.
Oh, it was Preston.
Yeah, it was Preston. Yeah. I never, it was weird because I don't think it's like today where like everybody, if you're any good place for an academy, it was quite a select group. And I don't even know how I got in it. I was just in it. I just trained there and stayed in it really.
Preston felt that they beat Man United and Everton to get you in the academy. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, probably like 14, 15. I remember obviously no mobile phones, was there? House phone was ringing and I was like, who's that? Oh, Man United, Man City, probably Liverpool, everyone. But that wasn't because I was so good. That was probably because I was just one of a very few goalkeepers around this area, I guess. Do you know what I mean? I don't know. I never had any interest in doing any of them. I think when you get a bit older and I got in the England set up and I'd see all the lads coming from like Liverpool and that with the boots they get, and we won't get kit, we won't get anything. Do you know what I mean? So it was like, I want to be like them, have the sponsorships, but that soon passed. Do you know what I mean? That's like, so that's nothing in the game, and is it free boots and all that? But when you're young, it's quite exciting.
What about your first contract? I always remember my first contract signing full time. It was getting paid to play football. Yeah, I just couldn't believe it. I mean, you don't have to give us the numbers.
No, it was mad because obviously the scholarship scheme's like £45 a week. It was. I remember I was under 15.
I was £65 a week. Yeah, well, and I got a free bus pass.
Did you? Yeah. So I did that for about 3 months. But when I was like 14, Gary Peters, who was the ex-Preston manager, went into the academy role and sort of took us from just a run of the mill to quite a decent setup. Do you know what I mean? With his experience. And I remember playing a game and I must have played well. And he just come up to us afterwards and went, right, went off you a contract. And I was 14. So, right, so when you leave school, you'll sign for us, you'll get £45 a week till you're 17, you get £350 a week. What? It's a school on Monday, lad. Thinking, wow.
Thinking you minted it then.
That was it. I was like, oh my God, if I can get like, my thought was, if I can earn £500 a week for a career playing footy, I've cracked it. That was good. But that also, I think, made my schoolwork sort of suffer badly because I knew I was getting 3 years of wages.
Were you one of them that didn't get many GCSEs then?
Depends what you mean, got a GCSE. Well,
did you get any on that?
Of course I got.
Goalkeeper, I've got to ask the question.
Loads, mate. I got loads.
What's loads too?
All of them. You got all of them. Except French, got a U. Because all I couldn't... I still remember.
Is that why you never spoke to Moweni? Because you could never understand it.
French, I failed. I was being a bit of an idiot in French because I remember in my...
How did you get a U? I mean, did you just put your name on the top? That was it?
No, it was you go in, you got to speak. Not the written work. I didn't even bother with that. And I remember, I think it was Je ne comprends pas. It means, I don't understand. I just said that straight away. She just said, get out.
Je ne sais pas.
Je ne comprends pas. I knew more, but I was being an idiot. You know what I mean? What do I need French for?
I can't wait till Yule sees this.
I know. Big Yule.
See you all the time in the most random places.
Yule.
All the time.
Yeah, well, like supermarket and stuff.
Recycled the tip, supermarket, just everywhere. Same clothes on.
He was a character. I mean, Yule was a great player. But obviously, Yule was centre-half in front of you. I remember, like, he's probably one of the scruffiest players I've seen in the dressing room. He's like, where is Asics? In the gym doing his session with his Preston gear on. And then he'd be outside Selfridges in Manchester with his missus, with his Asics on again, and scruffy pair of jeans.
I remember, he's a great fella. Like, what a player he was. He had an injury. What? Were you there the whole time with him?
Yeah, I was injured
before
as well,
his injury, like he was a Rolls Royce. I know people say it about Senna. He was brilliant. His injury probably slowed him down a bit, but he went to Greece. Do you remember? He went to Greece for like 7 or 8 months.
It wasn't long, was it?
It wasn't long. Mm. And then he come back, but I don't know if he signed back for us, but he just came back to train. And no one had seen him for ages, and he's a great character in the U. And he walked in the dressing room, Paul Parry. He was like, he was funny, but he was dry, wasn't he?
Yeah.
First thing he said was, no clothes shops in Greece then. Had the same gear on a 21.
Yuli wasn't bothered though, was he? Just whatever.
Didn't care.
Whatever.
Just chilled out guy.
To be fair, you play with some good centre-backs, form some good partnerships.
Yeah, I think that's down to the fact that we only had a small squad anyway, didn't we? The best times I probably had there was with like Sean St. Ledger, Liam Chilvers, Callum, Billy Jones and Eddie Nolan. That's five players for...
Not even mentioning Yuli.
Four spots. Yuli as well. Yeah, forgot about him. Yeah, I'm just trying to remember who played, but the likes of Claude Davis was class. Do you know what I mean? Proper good players, old school centre-halves. Even when I was coming through, Chris Lacetti, Mike Jackson, solid, proper defenders, what you call it. I don't think they'd do too well in today's game because, you know what I mean?
Change.
They just loved editing and kicking people.
Yeah. So no playing out from the back in the day for you?
What?
Get the ball out and boot it.
I was speaking to someone about this the other day. I don't think I played out from the back. Obviously, if someone's on, you're going to give it them. But I say playing out from the back, that's probably 35, yeah. Which is a mad thing to think of now, yeah. Isn't it? Do you know what I mean? Like some of them passes, you wouldn't even dream of them. No, it's just natural.
From a centre forward's point, I was thinking, it's just coming long. I'm in for a fight with the centre half.
Yeah.
And Lonis could kick it long. So kick it near the edge of the box.
My thing was to kick to, say, Sedge was the right winger. He was good in the air, wasn't he? He used to come off. Again, it was like, aim for Sedge. Best case, Sedge wins the header. If he doesn't win it, they'd it out for a throw-in, and we get a throw-in.
Yeah.
And if not, just miss everyone out and kick it out of play and keep them in.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have had a career now.
So debut, I mean, interesting because people always say, oh, what's one of your big memories in your career? And debut's a big one. I mean, how old were you when you made
16.
Your... 16. Yeah. How on earth have you got your debut at 16?
It's random because looking back, I should have known I was playing, but I left school in the June or whenever and played in the August. And it was the second round of the League Cup, whatever it was called. And we got beat in the first leg. I think it was 4-1 at home. And then the second leg, I was on the bus coming to Coventry in the Prem. Craig Bellamy played.
Okay.
Quite a few good players. Hadji, do you remember him?
Yeah, decent.
Kirky. I think Kirky made his debut for Coventry that day as well. So went down the day of the game on the bus and I'm making tea and coffee and everything, you know, toast and that. Like, it was me and the goalie coach, who was about 40 odd, my age now, which sounds mad. Just me and him on the bus because the other two must have had a niggle. Not once did I ever think, I'm playing here. So I'm buzzing, I'm on the bench. Got the ground, Highfield Road, and I remember David Moyes. The most thing I remember about it, Moyes, he went, how's the pitch? And I said, class. Good, you're playing. All right, play then.
So you didn't get a chance to tell your family or anything?
He told them.
Okay.
Yeah, they told them.
So they were there.
My dad come down and that, yeah. And from what I remember, there were no disasters, so it went all right. Do you know what I mean?
Well, I've just looked at the score. Coventry 4, Preston 1. Doesn't sound a great debut.
No, but at the end of the day, it's Prem, like Coventry.
Yeah.
Then we're a good side, do you know what I mean? Still a decent side, but we know now the difference in the Premier League and the Championship, when the Premier League's on it, I mean, the Cup games, you know, it's been quite a few close ones recently, but when they're on it, the level's just...
But seriously, could you have saved any of them? Were you in the dressing room thinking, coach, should have done better with that?
No.
One was a pen.
Was it?
Yeah.
I should have saved that.
Did he give it away?
No. What I'm trying to think is, a few of the goals, I remember like, 1v1 situations where you come out and think, I've got a chance to make a save, and they just square it and someone taps it in.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, whereas in the Championship and lower down, you get a 1v1, and I always thought, I'm going to save this because the striker would always go for goal. But in the Prem, just lay off and tap ins, aren't they? Yeah.
Can you remember any of your teammates from that day?
I remember when, just as the referees tossed the coin and what have you, Michael Jackson and Sean Greig in the centre halves, we didn't have a huddle. They got shouting me out my net, and they just said, we want you in this team. Brilliant. Do you know what I mean? That was like, that was class. But my memory's not great, which is probably not ideal for coming on a podcast.
Did you keep your shirt, get it signed by the lads?
Yeah, they get it.
Yeah.
I don't know if I got it signed. Kept it somewhere, yeah. It's probably mum and dad's house.
Mad though, isn't it though? Because that's like something you've dreamed of doing. Make your debut.
Yeah.
Concede 4 goals.
Did you score on your debut? You probably did, didn't you?
I think so, yeah. But do you remember the date? Because people always say, oh, I remember your debut, and you go, yeah. And then you see on social media now, on this day, like, I would never know the date of my debut. Can you remember the date?
It was early in the season.
But you wouldn't know the date. You wouldn't go, bang, that was the date.
September.
Yeah.
What was it?
27th of September, 2000.
So you're on 45 quid a week and you're making your debut.
Yeah.
You got young player of the season that year as well.
Yeah, but...
There was no one else.
No. I mean, probably I was embarrassed to get that, to be honest.
Goalies Union, what's the goalies union? Is anyone not in the goalies union that's a goalie you think not got on with him?
No, all goalies are, I get on with everyone, me, especially goalkeepers. It's just a good environment. Like, you know, we're always together. Do you know what I mean? On the pitch and off the pitch tend to like, there be your mates around the place.
But you're keeping him out of the team. So surely some of the goalies, number twos, have been thinking, I want to be number one here.
Yeah, of course they are. But say you're playing as a keeper and I'm number two, it's the manager's choice. Do you know what I mean? You've got to try your best. And I always support whoever's playing. You know what I mean? It's a lonely place sometimes.
Was there any number twos that you thought, he's causing a few problems here?
No. Do you remember that Polish fella we brought in?
Yeah, vaguely. He was a big lad, wasn't he?
The monk. Zamatulskis, yeah. He was sound like, but I think he was told, you know, there's a good chance of playing. I remember we were struggling at the time and I weren't playing too well. And he come in on like the Friday, on the Saturday.
Had a was it Irvine?
Yeah, had a worldie on the Saturday. Like a proper one, like out of nowhere. And kicked on from there. And he was obviously fuming. I think he got an injury and they told him he was going to see a specialist. And he just went to Poland and got it operated on and come back. He was a good guy, but he was mad.
A lot of people sometimes wonder what it's like being part of a goalkeeper unit, because as Mel says, you all want to play, but you're working together every day. So you can't be snide with each other, really. You kind of have to have a relationship.
I think that's where recruitment comes into it. There's a few examples now at Premier League clubs where I think it's not going to... Arsenal, for example, even Crystal Palace, they've got like two number one keepers that are great. Yeah, you've got the best keepers, but it's going to cause down the line, one of them's going to be really unhappy. Do you know what I mean? So I think your recruitment's vital in getting the union together.
P&E Pod. Follow us on Instagram at P&E Official.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
P&E Pod. Subscribe to the podcast now and never miss an episode.
Let's get some more Preston stories. Some of the games you enjoyed playing in. I mean, we shared some good times together. Probably the best season we had was when we finished in the playoffs and missed out against Sheffield United. But some good games along the way, weren't there?
Yeah, there was. We had some big teams in that.
Felt
league.
Like a good achievement to get in the playoffs, didn't it?
I think we overachieved, didn't we? I really think
we achieved because we were a good team.
Yeah. We're a solid team. I don't think we conceded too many and we won a lot of games.
Little pat on the back there, didn't concede too many.
Didn't score that many either.
Well, didn't concede in that 6-0 game. Mel scored 6-0, a couple.
Yeah, how many did you score?
Two assists.
You probably claimed that. Did you claim that on goal as well at diving header? Do you remember?
I crossed it for the guy. Mark Kennedy put it in.
Yeah.
Irvine brought me off on a hat-trick. I was like, what are you doing?
Yeah. No, it was...
You kept a clean sheet though, didn't you?
Yeah, did you save a pen as well?
Was that game?
Yeah. It was Ross McCormack, wasn't it?
Do you think that gets forgotten about? Because at the end of the season, playoffs... I think on goal difference or by a goal scored.
Yeah, but then, there's nothing, is it? You score six goals, do you know what I mean? It's harder to score six goals than save a
pen. Yeah, if it's 6-1, Preston don't get in the playoffs.
Yeah, but then we might have won the next one. What was the last game of season? 2-1, might have won that 3-1. And, do you know what I mean?
QPR.
Yeah, that was a memory of mine, that. Yeah. QPR.
I mean, you can't have had many pitch invasions in your time. That was amazing. Deep down, everyone on the pitch, in the playoffs.
Yeah, that was good. But what I do remember is like, we're 2-1 up, weren't we? And I think you could sense that we needed to hold on. If we were in, because I think the game must have finished before us, was it Sheffield Wednesday, Cardiff?
Yeah, right.
Keeper had nothing to play for. Send the keeper up, didn't they, last minute for a corner? I'm shouting, what's he doing?
Yeah.
I'm saying to the lads, I'm going, what's he doing? And they're just looking at me, and I'm going, come on, man, get him back.
Didn't they nearly score as well? Was it cleared off the line?
Cleared it off line, but
I'd
have caught it.
You had it covered.
It was nothing, I'd have caught it. Cart's cleared off line, and then pitch invasion, wasn't it? And just remember Jones's brother. Do you remember Josh?
Yeah.
Billy Jones's brother, like, shepherding me off. And then it was carnage, wasn't it?
Brilliant.
I felt uncomfortable. Do you know what I mean? So many people.
What, scared or?
Not scared, but just like, I felt like I couldn't breathe. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Obviously, we're celebrating. But I was always, even then, I was thinking, we've done nothing.
I'll tell you how I felt on that pitch invasion, because I didn't have a good game and I'd been brought off. And I was like, I've not played well here. So I was upset with me. Yeah. Almost like the fans were made up and it was great. I was like, I've not done my part. Yeah. I've let the team down today, even though we've won.
I was thinking, we haven't done anything. Fair play, you enjoy it. We haven't done nothing, because I knew Sheffield United, and I think we must have known we were playing Sheffield United. Do you know what I mean? How it worked out. That's not going to be easy. That's like in 5 days' time, we've got to be Got to be on it. But I do remember Jones's brother as we're going off saying, Lonnie, do you like my hat? And I looked, you know, proud of it. I'm like, yeah. No, weird.
But that was close to getting to the Premier League. Preston fans have been desperate to get to the Premier League. I mean, Blackpool have done it. Blackburn have done it. Burnley have done it. We've been one of the ones that haven't done it. We got close that year. But even when you're a little bit younger, a couple of playoffs, finals as well. Was it Bolton? Was it West Ham as well?
Bolton was the first one.
But that's close, isn't it? I mean,
it's close. And we were a really good side, and Bolton, you look on the day who they had, and I think the same with the West Ham one, when I think I played like 20, 23, 24 games that season, done my cruciate, obviously missed the end of the season, but West Ham, like, they were just a thing. You looked at the players and it was Teddy Sheringham and them guys, Bobby Zamora, and you were like, you know, they knew what it took to get over the line, which we perhaps didn't.
You mentioned about your cruciate there. You also broke your hand. Probably took you a few more seasons than you would have wanted to establish yourself in the team. That must have been quite frustrating for you.
Yeah, it was. I got quite a few injuries when I was younger, like with my knees and that growing pains, and just couldn't catch a break. I didn't think, I kept getting injured, and I was like, yeah, I'm injured again. I remember Craig Brown giving me, like, I had a few games here and there, but we always had good goalkeepers, and I was young, you know what I mean? So Craig Brown, I remember, was like, right, played the back end of one season, you're going to be number one, sign the new deal. I was buzzing, I was playing, like, that's the best I've probably ever played. And then done my cruciate. I ended up missing nearly 2 years of football from something pretty simple, twisting my knee. Thought, I'll be all right. Done my ACL, come back. Felt something off in my knee. I heard like a pop, but I'm like, it's not my knee, this. I've not got injured. I've not done anything. Something just snapped. Went for a scan and the screw the surgeon put in snapped. So I had to have it redone. I was getting I was injury prone, and I'm like, at the time, wasn't much where to get your voice across, and I couldn't really say anything because, I don't know, do you know what I mean? I could have been in a bit of trouble if I'd have said surgery was messed up. But looking back, and a few people were telling me at the time, I was quite an asset to Preston because I know they were turning down bids for me in that January, which was a lot of money, and potentially was going to move in the summer.
Who? How much were you worth back then?
Don't know, mate. I just know that they were
500
like,
grand, a million?
Don't know, mate.
A bit more. Know.
Darren Ferguson said he thought you were worth 20 mil.
when I was younger, the bids, I don't know what the bids were. It was different. You know what I mean? It was just like,
who's telling you that the bids, are you just sort of hearing it, or your agent saying it? Or?
It was mad because I didn't really have an agent. There was agents sniffing around. And then I remember reading the paper and it's like, where's this come from?
Yeah.
And then you speak to someone, it's like, yeah, they're interested. Billy Davis called me in once, said, look, we've had this team on. We're not going to do it now. They're going to sign at the end of the season.
Who?
I'm not telling you. But it was like one of the biggest clubs in the country. Do you know what I mean?
And Almighty Reds.
I was just like, flipping heck. Do you know what I mean? That's good. I never, looking back, should I maybe pushed it? Yeah, probably. Because that opportunity never came again.
You were a top, top goalkeeper in the Championship. I always wondered, why did you never get the chance to play in the Premier League? I mean, was it because Preston didn't let you go? Was it because you didn't want to go? Was it because the bids weren't there? You were good enough to be playing in the Premier League.
Yeah, I felt at a time, yeah, I was. And I was, you know, once I got to like 200 odd games for Preston, I was like, I remember having it with Darren Ferguson. They rejected a few bids from West Brom. They said, Preston said, if we get to this number, you can go. And I was like, right. We were in the playoffs that season. Next season, we're fighting relegation. And I said to Darren Ferguson, this is only going to end one way. You're not getting the backing. We're letting loads of good lads go. You remember the time?
Yeah,
I was like, what can we do here? What can we do? We're going to be fighting and I can play in the Premier. The chairman said, get to this number, we'll do it. Got to the number, said, no, I want another million. That happened on a few occasions. So the opportunity was there. I just couldn't get out. Do you know what I mean? When you've never had a transfer, you don't know how to deal with it, do you? Do you know what I mean? Once you get a few, you know how the land lies, how you can force it. But no, I always wanted to kick on.
But I suppose you were a top professional Preston lad and very loyal to Preston. Yeah. Some players would have kicked off and gone, I'm out the door.
Yeah. Do you know what? I probably should have at that point. Probably should have because it didn't end well. And then, like I said to Darren Ferguson that summer, this is what's going to happen. Like, this money's here. We're going to struggle. I'm going to be worth not too much at the end of this season, no matter how well I do, because we're going to finish near the bottom. And it happened. I was set it up and I ended up basically going for free.
And that was the relegation season.
Yeah.
We came back pre-season once and Ferguson was in charge. Alan Irvine had left. And he created a new dressing room for us all. So it used to be the youth team office where the youth team coaches would...
Well, they built a completely new one. You mean?
So he cleared all the offices out of the youth. So Jamie Hoyland was in there and the other youth team coaches. And we've come back day one of pre-season, 10 of us, and we're all in this separate dressing room. away from the first team dressing room. Now, you've got to remember that 10 of us, senior players in there, the likes of myself, there was Sleeves in there, there was Chappie in there, Neely Collins, there was some big personalities in there. Yeah. So all the boys, Lonners, Parky, Brownie, would come in and sit in our small dressing room because we were such a close group, and they were like, the way we were treated, it just didn't help what ended up happening that season, which was a relegation season for Preston.
Well, I remember saying, he was telling me he was going to clear the decks. He'd been told, do you know what I mean? And sometimes, like, you know, you can all have your opinions on managers, but they have to do what they're told, really. For example, yourself and Chappie and all them, big Neil Collins, like, massive characters, like, massive. He might not have played as much as, you know, he'd have liked, but sometimes that's more important than your actual ability, especially in a squad like that. Do you know what I mean? You can sign all these big names, and we used to sign players on loan from Premier League clubs, and as soon as they walked through the door, you'd be like, this guy's going to do nothing for us.
Andy Carroll was one of them. He came through the door. He was awful at Preston, wasn't he? He ended up playing for England and going to Liverpool and West Ham. And a great group. But as a young kid,
yeah, we probably signed them probably maybe too early.
But what about managers? You mentioned in there about, obviously, Ferguson was one of our managers, Alan Irvine. You've had some managers, haven't you?
Yeah, Preston, David Moyes, he was class. Like, I didn't know anything about managers. He was the only manager I had, but I knew he was good. But then once other managers come in, you realise how good he actually was in his career. You know, it's there for all to see. But we had good managers, we had bad managers, like everywhere. Do you know what I mean? Like Alan Irvine, I thought was brilliant, really good. But I think by the end of it, people were getting fed up with his style of football, which is what people always come for, don't they? They wanted something more expansive. But for me, we weren't a club and a team that could play like that. Do you know, you've got to be careful what you wish for. Playing all this fancy football, getting beat 3-0, it's not great.
He was my favourite coach. A manager. It was yours, Moisey at Preston.
I'd probably say Alan, because just of the time, I think I played every single game while he was manager. So, you know what I mean? Can't not like him, can I? He's very similar to David Moyes, a bit quieter, but he was brilliant.
Leaving Preston, because people always say, well, you leave a football club and it's one of them. Well, thanks very much for your time. What was it like leaving Preston? Did anyone even say bye to you or not?
It was horrible.
Yeah.
It was horrible because when it came to leaving, them options that were there 6 months ago are not there. Everyone moves on. But I had an offer from Leeds, which I did want to go to Leeds. I fancied, you know, going to Leeds. But the way it came about, I had an offer from Everton as well, which I sort of turned down. Everton were the Premier League, but I just thought, like, I'm 26, 27. I don't want to go and not play. I just wanted to play footy, and I thought Leeds is a great club in the Championship to go and play for. And, you know, I took that opportunity, but that was still a faff as well, getting that sorted. Looking back now, I've enjoyed my career, but I'd have loved to just, you know, one club man. I was about 25, but maybe if I'd have just rid it out and said to Phil Brown and then...
Yeah, do you harbour any hostility towards Phil Brown because he sold
really.
You? Or?
Not really. I
loved him. He played me every minute of every game. Like you said, that's what you want as a player.
Yeah, of course it is. I didn't love him. I didn't like him. Do you know what I mean? I felt like quite a lot of the stuff he said to me personally. Do you know what I mean?
What did he say?
I could have gone in the January transfer window right at the end. I remember we played Barnsley away. I remember he came up on Sky Sports, we're on the bus. Cardiff, I've been rejected. Cardiff were top of the champ and we were bottom of the champ. And I'm like, are you going to tell me? This is how I'm finding out.
So you're watching it on the telly?
Watched it on the telly and lads were like that. And I'm thinking, right, I've got about 12 hours here to make this happen. And that wasn't because I didn't like Preston. I just didn't get on with the manager. I didn't get on with him at all. And I remember getting to the hotel. Do you remember his psychologist? He was like, what's up with you? I said, I want to speak to Gaffer. He won't speak to you. I said, I want to speak to him. Oh, speak to me. He said, what do you want to do? What's your like pathway? Where do you want to be? I said, Premier League. I remember him saying, you put it into the sat nav and it'll take you there. He went, what's stopping you? And Phil walked past and I went in. Just fix that. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's the reason. Anyway, played the game, played really well. Transfer deadline went by. And then he called me in the office a week later and said, time to leave. You've been here too long. Previously told me I'm going to play every game for him. I'm his most important player. To that, obviously, transfer window shut. I can't do anything. So that for me is poor, isn't it? Leaving Preston, getting a text off my agent.
Did you cry when you left? Because even though you're an adult and you've had a lot of good times there, no?
No, I was excited by the challenge ahead. But then going back to it, when I left, I remember just going to sign like release forms or whatever it was. It hurt me a bit, do you know what I mean? But I was excited by the the challenge of going. But before this, I'd done my medical at Leeds probably 3 weeks before I signed for him.
Panicking with the medical, thinking, don't look at my knee.
Do you know what?
That screw's still in there.
All my hands.
Speaking about this, basically I went in and they went, played 50 games a season for the last five seasons.
Yeah.
Sound. But I was coming back from that with my agent, Brian O'Neill, ex-Preston player. I said, where are we going? Oh, I'm going to David Moyes' house. And I'm like, why? He wants to sign you. I'm like, thanks for telling me. So I went to David Moyes' house. He negotiated terms and what have you. But then Preston got wind that Everton wanted me and the price went up three times the amount, which is another one where you're like, what are you doing? You've accepted this off Leeds. Mm. Just that should be the fee. So I had like a couple of weeks where I was like, I was waiting for Everton to match it. And David Moyes was saying to me, look, we'll get there, but just be patient. But that was something I didn't really have much of at the time.
You eventually got to Everton.
Got there, yeah. Everton's got been there, kind yeah. of like following your career almost yeah. the whole time.
Yeah, you know, I'm pleased how it's worked out because, like, obviously I'm there now. I've been there for a few years and the people that are there, the players, I love it. I love going in every day.
Do you love going there knowing that you're just not going to play?
No, do I, Eric? No way. But I love going to Everton. I love training. I love being around the lads, the staff. There's people there that have been there for, like, God knows how long, you know, the kit men. They've all got Everton tattoos and I love Scousers, mate. I love them. They're just so funny and, like, genuine. No, I know I'm not going to play.
Has there ever been a point in training where you're flying thinking, he might throw me in here?
No. England's number one ahead. But do you know what I mean? Like, the gaffer said things in the past to me like, you can still play in that. And I'm like, I know I can, but other people don't. People think once you get past a certain age, I'm not saying I can play Premier League week in, week out, but every year I have offers to go and play, but it's negatives outweigh the positives. Moving. I'm not moving. No way am I moving and travelling more than, do you know what I mean, what I'm travelling now. Just for the sake of an extra 40 games in my career.
Managers are interesting. Looking at the list of some of the managers you've been around, and I mean, obviously the ones at Preston, which we've spoken about. Neil Warnock, character?
He's a character, yeah. He's a character.
Jurgen Klopp at Liverpool.
Yeah.
Rafa Benitez at Everton, Frank Lampard at Everton, Sean Dyche. I mean, some big name managers in this country.
Yeah, Sam Allardyce as well at West Brom.
Sam Allardyce.
That was interesting.
What was it like on a Friday afternoon shape with Allardyce?
You know what? I really liked Big Sam. I thought he was class, mate. He just had it, inherited a struggling side and he didn't have enough time, but our training was good. He was like, as you get older, you get a bit more relaxed and you don't take things to heart as much. So I said buzz off Sam. I enjoyed him.
did he ever send you in from training?
So we used to do this thing on a Thursday and it'd be the starting 11 against the goalkeeper and two centre-halves. But then every 5 or 10 minutes he'd add like two full-backs and it'd end up like 11v8 or something. And I don't remember being on fire, but I weren't, you know, I did all right. And he went, oi, how many did you let into there? I went, none. He went, right, that's it. He went, whoa, shit, it goal. He goes, he's not training with us again on a Friday or a Thursday. He went, supposed to be giving him confidence, you daft sod. Says, doing my job. So, yeah, Thursdays, I didn't join in.
They couldn't even score in training because
he was like, get one of them young lads over.
What about Rafa? He said he sat down next to you as well in the dressing room a couple of times.
Yeah, I like Rafa. He once said something to me and asked me, Begovic, love speaking to you guys like my age and we can speak about the same things. Beg was like, my age. But no, he's a good guy. Like, I spoke about football a lot. He's got, obviously, he's won everything, hasn't he?
Mm.
So you've got to listen to him. But I remember speaking about his time in China and stuff like that. It was interesting.
You were at Liverpool as well. Did Klopp give you a medal as well?
I've got three medals for all of them. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What was that like?
To be fair, the Super Cup and the World Cup, I was on the bench in the Super Cup final and the...
To be fair, you didn't even play.
I was on the bench. The Premier League one, obviously I wasn't eligible. But yeah, they gave us a medal.
P&E Pod, the official Preston North End podcast. P&E Pod, the official podcast of the one and only Preston North End.
Right, Lonnie, we're going to do a bit of true or false now. So go on, Mel, give us some questions.
True or false, you've never been sent off?
True.
Goalie, never been sent off?
No, never been sent off.
You must have given some pens away.
Correct decisions. Give away two, I think. Save one of them off Nuge. Save them both, actually. Save them both. One against Morecambe in the Cup. One against Leicester for Bolton.
Must have been some close calls.
There might have been a few more actually later on down the line.
You also scored against Leicester as well.
Yeah. People always talk about it, but it doesn't really bother me. It was a bad kick, really. I tried to kick it out wide and just smashed it down the middle.
What was the score in that game? You remember?
That was the equaliser. 1-1.
1-1. Goalkeeper scores. Yeah. Did you speak to the other goalkeeper afterwards, Kevin Pressman?
Kevin Pressman, yeah.
What did you say?
I felt like I saw him young at the time and he was a legend, Kevin Pressman. Yeah, I just loved watching him. Yeah. And I remember walking, you know, as you do after the game, all the best and that. And he just like looked at me and just started smiling. I'm like, he's taking this all right. I said, I'm sorry, mate. He said, don't worry about it. I'm thinking if that were me, I'd have been flipping devastated. I'd have been like, get me off this pitch. Do you know what I mean?
You must have been sent up a few times though. End of games and that.
Yeah, hated it.
Felt like you were going to...
Nowhere near anything, ever. The only time I got near something, I was playing for Fulham against Chef Wednesday. And I remember because I come up and there's just like a gap at the front post and I just thought, I'm just going to run there. And I ran. And it sounds mad because it happened so quick. I thought I'd scored. The ball come and I went to Eddie and I thought I'd scored. I didn't even hit the ball. I missed it. It must have been that far from me. But we do set pieces at Everton like day before a game and that. And when there's lacking numbers, like I'll go as an attacker. And I've had so many chances. Even yesterday morning we were doing them and I've got near post, I've pulled off and I've gone to Eddie and just missed it. What am I doing?
True or false, when you were at Liverpool, you saved a penalty from Mo Salah in training.
We used to do it all the time, right? We used to do like practice penalties. Someone was peppering me, saying, oh, get me a Salah shirt. And I'm like, I don't want to ask him. He's a cool guy, you know. I need to give me one. So he's like, I'll do a penalty. I said, right, I'll do you a deal. He loved coffee and that. I'm like, I'm not gonna put money on it, am I? Because what's he want 20 quid for? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So right, I save it. You give me a shirt. If you score, make you a coffee. He said, sound. Bosh, saved.
Saved it.
You wanted to do another and I said, job done. I'm off.
Yeah. Oh, brilliant.
Favourite away ground to play at?
Portsmouth. I played there for Leeds once. And I think Leeds take unbelievable following away. And I just remember thinking, the place was booming. They were in the shit Portsmouth. Do you know, they had no reason to be that upbeat, the fans and that. I think we drew 0-0. It was brilliant, just the whole occasion. I really enjoyed it.
Best number one goalkeeper that's been ahead of you?
For me, the best two keepers in the world right now, I've been lucky enough to work with. So Alisson's unreal. And Jordan Pickford, even though he's England's number one, is the most underrated goalkeeper in the world.
Best heckle you've ever heard from the stands? Surely you must have had some stick from behind the goal over the years.
Yeah, long as you're better on the bench.
I heard one last night, actually, what made me laugh. So we're warming up. Like, Jordan's a great lad and he loves giving me stick, right? So like doing the crossing before the game. And if I miss it one, I don't say miss it. If it's not perfect for him, you're quite all right. Or like, you're knackered, your legs have gone all the time. He just loves doing it. So we're doing him yesterday, crossing. He's put one in and he's like, he's giving it the big whip and he's whipping him in and that. Anyhow, he had to take one in the corner and he sort of duffed it. And I was like, I have some of that. Like, it's not that easy, is it? Then he hit another one, same again. And someone behind the in the crowd and bring it in a bit if you can't reach. That tickled me. I'll be honest, Summit shouts are crap. I remember playing Bristol City. He used to play him all. It seemed like we used to play him all the time. I just heard his voice all the time. He obviously did it to every keeper. And after about five or six seasons of it, I turned around because I think it was at Leeds with 3-0 up. And it one of them were like, I never give it to fans because we were never winning that comfortably. All games seem to be tight. We're 3-0 up with about 2 minutes to go. I'm just going to have a look. And I looked round and the guy that was giving the stick, and it was the same voice. He was about 95 years of age. I just went, oh, go on, lad. Quality. I didn't expect it. He was shouting some mad stuff. But yeah,
brilliant.
It's good fun, isn't it?
Any player or team that you never felt you could get the better of during your career?
I'll tell you, the team we never got at Swansea. Oh my God, we used to get...
I didn't think you'd mention Swansea on this podcast. Tuesday night, Deepdale were unbeaten in about 20 years on a Tuesday night and you get lobbed from the halfway line.
Thought you'd mention that. He's very negative, isn't he?
Have you been lobbed from there?
Scored a few tap-ins. Have you been,
should have saved it, shouldn't you?
Yeah, should have, yeah. Swansea, mate, we used to get battered. Every time we go down, I remember going down on bus and obviously it's miles away and like sit with like Sean St. Ledger, Billy and that. Sounds really bad saying this, but like, we'll take a 2-0 defeat right now and get back on that bus. Because they were so good, weren't they?
I did a drugs test after a game, one of the games at the Liberty, with Gary Monk, and he was in there, and we'd lost 1-0. Felt like we'd lost 6-0. We didn't even get a kick. It was like 1-0. It was like, God, that doesn't look too bad, but we didn't get a kick.
Yeah, they were so good.
Favourite save for Preston?
My best save I made against Sheffield Wednesday. You remember when we won 2-1 away?
Yeah. Me and Parky scored.
Yeah. So that game was warming up. It was pouring down. I had some new gloves and I had an absolute torrid. I was laughing at how bad I was. I just could not catch the ball. It was incredible. And my goalie coach, Andy Rose, was laughing as well. And he just went, go inside. You'll be all right on the night. So I just went in early and I come out, saved one after about 15 seconds. I remember the right back come all the way through. And after that, I was just on fire. But there was a cross coming from the left. It was a low cross and he got whipped round. And I'm at my near post and I seen Leon Clark. He got off nearly.
Mm.
The only way I can save this is if I just dive as big as I can and hopefully he puts it that side. And he's bullet headed there and I've just dived and I've managed to claw it out. And I've got up and I've gotten the rebound. And Neil Collins, my centre half, who the man's just ran off him, so he's all over the calf. He's grabbed me by the shirt, right? The ball's that high, 6 yards out, whipped in. Never, ever been my ball, right? Neil's grabbed me and just gone, get off your line.
I was like, Neely.
Takeaway, what are you having?
You know what I used to love when we used to get fish and chips? Do you remember? If we get a good win away from home, we'd often get fish and chips.
Used to be sick of the Domino's. Domino's every away game.
Yeah, we're lucky now. Like we have like a top chef and that and cooks you what you want on the bus and that. But
what are you having from the chippy then?
I'm personally having steak pudding, chips and gravy.
Big smile on your face.
I don't eat that anymore. I don't eat that.
You said that under his breath. Anymore. Steak pudding.
No, that would have been mine, yeah.
You used to play Mario Kart on the bus. Yeah. Remember Mario Kart?
Yeah, it was ruthless, wasn't it?
Who was the best?
We used to like, I remember Wells was playing it and we used to like put names like energies and stuff like that.
Because yeah, we used to use like Kevin Russell, the assistant, wasn't it? He'd just have mad sayings and call people mad names. So the lads would like, rather than call yourself Mella or Lonas, we just use his things. So people would be shouting him out.
Girl, what's he doing?
Whose energy is putting that
energy's doing? Like, just mad things like that.
We had two leagues. We had like a promotion and relegation of Mario Kart on the team bus.
But he'd have been sat at the front thinking,
I know.
What are we doing?
Most famous person you've met within and outside of the game?
Football-wise, probably David Beckham. We played Arsenal for Leeds at the Emirates. I was captain, so I was like buzzing. He come down afterwards. I don't know who was me, not to meet one of ours. Thierry Henry, that was it. Thierry Henry scored the winner. And he was speaking to him in the thing. And I remember, like, called Lloyd Salmon, I don't even remember him, winger. Lloyd Salmon's like, yo, Bex is out there. And I'm like, thinking, Jermaine Beckford, like, come down to watch. So I went like that. Jermaine's a great fella, good mate of mine and that, but I weren't going to rush out to go and see Jermaine. And I'm like, how good's he look? How good's he smell? I'm like, who's this? Like, Bex. I went out and he's there looking pristine.
Amazing career so far. Obviously, amazing career at Preston. Still at Everton at the moment. Is there an end in sight for you or are you just going to carry on as long as you can?
End of every season, I think it could be. But, you know, I want to keep going as long as possible. If not, then opportunities to coach. I'm going through, just done my B-licence goalkeeper, my B-licence outfield. There's been a couple of opportunities that are coming up for coaching roles as well. So it's, you know, if the club want to keep me for another year, then I'd be more than happy to do that.
So the future could be goalkeeper coach rather than first team manager?
Yeah, I don't want to go into that. I don't know enough. I know it sounds mad. I don't know enough about the game. There's people that are, you know, study the game for all the career. I just play the game. The older I've got, the more I'm studying it, but no ambition. I couldn't be a manager, I don't think. I don't have the capabilities.
I think the best way maybe to finish is to say, sum up your Preston experience.
Privilege.
P&E Pod, the official P&E podcast. Make sure you are subscribed now, wherever you listen to podcasts.
Sports Social Podcast Network.